Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here talking about the issue of government transparency and empowering taxpayers to see how money's being spent. Last December, I launched for the first time in Ohio history, OhioCheckbook.com, where citizens can actually go online and see how every penny in state government is being spent. Everything from $2 for a pack of pencils to millions of dollars for road contracts and everything in between. This OhioCheckbook.com has picked up momentum around the state since we launched it in December. We've already had about 200,000 searches from citizens throughout the state of Ohio. In addition to that, we also recently sent out a letter to every local government in the state. In Ohio, we have around 3,900 local governments, including cities, counties, schools, townships, sewer districts, library districts. And I called on the local governments to join our effort to empower taxpayers to see how money's being spent in government. When we sent out these letters, we were not sure how they were going to be received. We didn't know if they were going to be received with open arms or rotten tomatoes or something in between. And we're pleasantly surprised and pleased to see the outpouring of support and openness from so many local governments throughout the state of Ohio. The reason I'm here in Lorain County today is to applaud and recognize the Lorain County commissioners and the government here in Lorain County, because today we're announcing that the Lorain County government is the second county in the state and the first county in Northeast Ohio to volunteer to put their checkbook online. I'd also like to recognize the legislative delegation we have here in Lorain County. With me here, Senator Manning and Representative Manning, and other legislators who could not be here this morning. The legislature, in a bipartisan manner, just I think a week or two ago, passed unanimously, Democrats and Republicans coming together, a bill to require that the state checkbook, OhioCheckbook.com, maintain itself online in perpetuity. This bill passed the state house unanimously, as I mentioned, and is now being debated in the state senate. I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize the fact that I'm a Republican standing up here, and I'm standing here with three Democratic county commissioners, and I think that's a good thing. With all the partisanship and bickering and infighting in Washington, I think one of the things we can celebrate here this morning in Lorain County is the fact that Democrats and Republicans are coming together to do something that's in the best interest of taxpayers. And frankly, I think one of the things that citizens throughout Ohio and the nation are frustrated about is so much hyper-partisanship in government. And so I think what we're doing today can be a model for counties, cities, and school districts throughout the state of Ohio. And I'm hoping that many other counties, cities, and schools follow the lead of Lorain County in doing what we're doing today and recognizing the fact that transparency is not a partisan issue. In fact, to the contrary, transparency is one of those issues that is blind to partisanship. And frankly, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, libertarian, vegetarian, what have you. This is one of those issues which is about making government more efficient and also limited in size and scope. We've heard over the past 5 months since I launched OhioCheckbook.com a lot of positive feedback, but I can tell you, I'll be at dinner with my wife or I'll be at the grocery store or the drugstore, and people will come up to me and say, Josh, for the first time in my life, I'm not cynical about what's going on in the system. For the first time in my life, when I look at how government operates, instead of feeling powerless, I feel powerful. And that's what we're trying to do here, is empower everyday citizens from the comfort of their own home, their kitchen, their computer in their kitchen, or their computer at work, to actually follow the money and see how money's and see how the government is spending it. I also believe that this will be a great tool for business analytics and business intelligence, and I'm sure the commissioners will talk about this, that for the first time ever, commissioners in Lorain County will be able to see what counties throughout the state are spending on in their sheriff's department, in their health and human services department, in infrastructure and roads, what have you. Same thing goes for the cities and the schools. And so one of the things we're excited about is putting this tool in the tool belt of the decision makers to make government more efficient. We also think that this will be used as an opportunity to identify common vendors. So if the leaders here in Lorain County see that in other counties throughout the state, there's common vendors, and let's say there's 20 counties that are using the same vendors for some type of service, perhaps those counties will get together and say, you know what, why don't we create some type of bulk buying or bulk purchasing organization where we can get better prices on behalf of citizens. And so I think the opportunities are endless here, and I'd just like to applaud and recognize the county commissioners here for being leaders, the legislators here for voting on these types of bills in Columbus, and just like to recognize Lorain County in general for being at the tip of the spear when it comes to government transparency. You're probably going to ask the question, how much is this going to cost and when it's going to be ready? So let me preempt that question. This is going to be done at no cost to the Lorain County government. The state treasurer's office, my office, is volunteering to house and maintain all of this information. So what the county government will have to do is work with our office to ensure that we have the information in the right format, and then they'll email or upload the information to our office, and then we will then post and maintain the information on OhioCheckbook.com. And so they're not going to have to write a check from the county government or anything like that. You know, we'll take some employee time to work with our office, but we're doing this at no cost overall to the local governments. Secondly, as far as timing, the direction I gave my office when we launched OhioCheckbook.com is the same direction I'm giving them in working with local governments, that I would rather this be done well than quickly. And so we're going to ensure that it's done in an accurate manner and in a responsible manner, and we're going to prioritize well and responsible over quick. And so my goal is to have it up and running by the end of this state fiscal year, which is June 30th. But if it takes longer, it may take longer. Again, we want to make sure the information is accurate. We want to make sure the information is presented in a way that's responsible and easy to digest and search by citizens throughout Lorain County and throughout the state. I want to finish by also mentioning some of our friends who are here from the media, because I believe this will be a great tool for investigative journalists and citizen watchdogs. And I actually think this will decrease public records requests coming to the local government, because information that in the past might have been requested through a formal public records request now is going to be at your fingertips. Whether you're a radio journalist or a print journalist or you're a citizen watchdog, you're going to have this information at your fingertips. And so we think this will serve to actually decrease public record requests over time, and we think it'll be a great tool for citizens and journalists who pay attention to government and whose job is to hold us as public officials accountable. So again, I'd just like to applaud Lorain County and the officials here for being the first county in Northeast Ohio and the second county out of 88 in the entire state to raise their hand and say, yes, we believe in transparency and we're going to put our local government checkbook online. And I want to stand here and commit that we're going to be working in a friendly, cooperative manner with the county government to make sure that this information is presented in a way that is responsible, presented well, and that also is easy to search by citizens. And again, I'd like to recognize Representative Manning and Senator Manning for the bill that they've voted on and are debating in Columbus. And also would like to recognize Representative Ramos and Representative Boos, who couldn't be with us this morning, who just voted on this bill as it passed through the State House of Representatives a couple weeks ago. So thank you for being here. I'm going to pass off now to the commissioners. I want to give each commissioner a chance to say a few words, and also want to pass off to the legislators to talk. And then I'm in no hurry, so we'll be glad to open up to questions as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I first want to thank the treasurer for being here today. Got a phone call one day and they said, Treasurer Mandel would like to have a conversation with you. And he called me on a Saturday afternoon. I think it was between changing diapers there with the two young ones.
Might have been while changing diapers.
Yeah, so. While changing diapers, maybe multitasking. But first I thought you were going to invite me to an Indians game here. But but then the treasurer said he wanted to have a conversation about Ohio Checkbook Online. I told him his timing was good because I'd had some conversations with my colleagues about looking for ways to increase transparency for Lorain County, and they have been very supportive throughout this process. You know, transparency, and the treasurer has said this in the past, it's important to stress that transparency is a bipartisan issue. It's not a partisan issue, it's a bipartisan issue. And the more information that we can make available to the public, the better. And it's greater for greater accountability. So greater transparency equals greater accountability. And that's what we're looking to achieve here. This is a program that I remember when the treasurer brought this to the legislature when I was still in Columbus. Mike DeVilla was the bill sponsor, I believe. I know that members of the legislature were very excited about it. I think we got it out of the House, didn't quite get it out of the Senate before we adjourned or whatever, but I was glad that it was made a priority and that it was taken care of this time. So I want to commend the treasurer for really pushing on this issue, making sure that it got done. Also, welcoming a partnership with the treasurer's office to accomplish this. I know this is something that's been strongly supported by the Ohio Newspaper Association. Dennis Hetzel had many conversations with him when I was down there, and also the Ohio Society of CPAs. So the information is going to be available. I can't stress enough how important it is for government to partner to increase transparency. That's what this partnership will achieve. And as I said, transparency is a bipartisan issue. I want to personally thank my colleagues for their strong support of this initiative, too. They said anything we can do, Matt, to increase transparency in Lorain County, that's what we want to do. And this is certainly a great way for us to get some of this done. I'm going to turn it over to our board president, Lori Kukoski.
Well, thanks for being here today. I think this is a great idea. I'm happy to be a part of it. Knowledge is power, and giving that knowledge to our residents is always a good thing. The Treasurer's Ohio Checkbook Initiative provides a great opportunity for us to improve transparency in Lorain County government. By simply going online, our residents can see where all their tax dollars are being spent and keep us all accountable, and thank you for doing that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for being here this morning. Picking up on the initiative, since former State Rep and now Commissioner Lundy talked about transparency and working on this legislation in the past, when he brought it to us on discussions with Lori and I and our county administrator and our budget director, Lisa Hobart, discussion was transparency. But I think it's more than that, actually. Commissioner Kukoski and I haven't spent a decade here or better now. Our largest part of our job and the biggest time issue is always the county budget. So I think the ability of not just talking about it every week in front of the cameras or through the newspapers or radio, the ability for actual citizens to go online and take a look about what we've just discussed, whether it's a quarterly or, you know, biannually posting, and we all know how much the budget is, correct, Senator Manning? You said it takes up all the time now that's an annual one. It'll give the public a better idea of what actually the Board of Commissioners do, whether it's those people who are spending a lot of time with our dog kennel trying to see where those dollars are going. There's always questions involved with that, or our solid waste when we're talking about our recycling, or just the day-to-day budget needs as we're going out in regards to our sanitary issues and all of our budgeting process. So again, thank you, Commissioner Lundy, for bringing this. Thank you. And let's get it going. And again, let's do it right and not wrong.
Thank you. Thank you. And kudos to Treasurer Mandel for doing this. I mean, it's pretty impressive when you think it is the first in the nation that this is done. So all the rest of the states are going to be looking to and contacting Treasurer Mandel to make sure that they also start doing these kinds of things. So I think that's pretty impressive. We have not voted on it yet. We will get it through. We have had some excitement about it, but right now it is in the Senate Finance Committee, and we also have right now in there House Bill 64, which is the large budget that we are spending all of our time on. So I'm sure we'll be taking up as soon as we get some free time. But to have the commissioners be the second, it's too bad we weren't quite the first, but we are the first in
Northeast
Ohio. I think that's pretty impressive. This will save taxpayers money, and it will also give the taxpayers that vote of confidence in our government that they now can look at it. It just makes it so transparent, and that's what the residents want, and I think we should be all very happy that as a bipartisan group, I'm sure we will have the same success in the Senate as the House has. So thanks again, Josh, for doing this. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you for having me. As a new guy down in Columbus, I think one of the first people to knock on my door was Treasurer Mandel's office about this great bill, House Bill 46. Our neighbor to Cuyahoga County, Mike Davila, was carrying it. And as my predecessor said, Commissioner Lundy, there was great bipartisan support. I don't think I heard one bad word about it. And in all honesty, I didn't see the website, ohiocheckbook.com, until they came to my office. And I was really blown away about how great it was and how easy it was to use. It really moved us right up to the top in the nation on websites. And,
And, you know, I can't stress the, you know, transparency and the ease of use of this website. And I really just, you know, we passed out unanimously, I think it was 95-0, and I know the Senate will definitely get this through as well. I just want to applaud the commissioners on really taking the leadership role here and being one of the first in the state to do this. So, thank you.
Thanks. I'd be glad to open up to any questions from any of the folks here from the media.
Now, I understand that the state's checkbook goes back 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
How far back will Lorain County give
it? I'm going to pass off to them to answer that specifically. I can tell you one of the challenges we have around the state. So you have 3,962 local governments. Some of these local governments are on very advanced, intricate accounting systems. We also have townships with 100, 200 people that are still doing some of their accounting on legal pads. And you got everything in between. And so one of our challenges is to take this information, I don't even know what accounting system Lorain County's on, but take whatever accounting system you use and the one that's used in cities and counties throughout the state, and try to get all that information into one place. And so to answer your question, it's going to vary county to county. Some counties we might be able to go back 7 years, even beyond that, to 10 years. Other counties we might only be able to go back, you know, 1, 2, 3 years. And so I'm going to pass up to them if they have the answer to that at their fingertips. But I can tell you, you know, it's going to vary county to county because we're really one of our obstacles is the various accounting systems that each local government uses.
Well, I can assure you, Mr. Treasurer, we're not using notepads and pencils or whatever it may be, but folks don't realize how big this state is and all the responsibilities in the counties, the very small counties, too, to get everything done. But just to give you an answer there, we're going to start with last year's financial information, and then we'll be posting that, and then information moving forward. The plan is to post the information with the treasurer's office probably twice a year.
What kind of feedback have you had regarding the navigation of the site?
Good question. So there's an organization called U.S. Public Interest Research Group, which is a left-leaning policy think tank. They're based in Boston, Massachusetts, that every year evaluates every state's transparency. Basically, they do a evaluation of the extent to which citizens can follow the money in each state. So last year, before we launched OhioCheckbook.com, Ohio's transparency ranking was 46th in the country. So we were embarrassingly in the basement. This year, after launching OhioCheckbook.com and putting online $400 billion of spending spanning back the past 7 years, and not just putting it online, but to your point, putting it in a format that's easy to search and navigate and compare, our new transparency ranking from U.S. PIRG, number one in the nation. So in a year, we went from 46th to first. And one of the things we heard from U.S. PIRG was, it's not only because of the amount of information you put online, but because of the way you presented it. A lot of states might have various pieces of government financial information online, but a lot of it's tough to find. It might be in a static PDF type document. It might be in an access database where Joe or Jane Citizen has trouble finding it. So the direction I gave to my staff was, we need to build this thing for my mom and dad to be able to use. Sort of the basic computer user that can do email, surf on the web, and that's about it. So this thing was not built to only be used by 23-year-old tech experts. You know, it was really built for the most basic of computer users. And I'd encourage you to go on. It's OhioCheckbook.com, and I believe that it's intuitive to the average computer user. And again, If my word's not good enough, look at what this national nonpartisan organization said. You know, they said what we've done here, as Representative Manning referenced, got ranked number one in the country, so from 46 to 1 in 1 year. And we're going to try to do the same thing for Lorain County. We're going to try to present the data in a way that's easy to search and easy to use.